Stuart Fraser is a well-known journalist. He's with The Times. He's one of the top tennis correspondents around the world. We spoke to him last week. We welcome him back on day two, or evening of day three, I should say, of the Australian Open. Welcome to you, Stuart.
Yeah, hello.
We've got you, finally. Fantastic. Thanks again for your time. Now, last time we spoke to you, you're a little bit down in the mouth about the lack of energy that greeted you at Melbourne Park. How have you found the first couple of days?
Well, it's been great to focus on the tennis again. I think gradually, as the matches have been played, we've forgotten about Novak Djokovic's visa. It's been a very good first few days here. It just really is nice to focus on the tennis again.
Well, there was a few people a little bit upset last night. One of your favourite tennis players, of course, who's playing, the only man who's playing with a steel hip right now, he tweeted last night that he thought Channel 9 should have at least had Emma Raducanu on one of their stations rather than having the Djokovic match on both. So I think Andy Murray was 100% on the money.
Yeah, I have actually noticed a strange thing over here where there are quite often occasions where the same match has been broadcast on Channel 9 and 9GEM. So I think Andy was sitting in his hotel room last night with his dinner looking forward to watching the Emma Raducanu match, and he couldn't find it on the telly. But I do believe it changed within a few minutes. So just shows the power of an Andy Murray tweet.
Yeah. Stuart, it's Peter Johnston here. I've just been very interested, and I was so keen to watch that Emma Raducanu match last night. And obviously, her winning US Open is just so massive for tennis in Great Britain. And what's your take, though, on where her current coaching situation just seems? I can't really even keep up with the number of coaches she's had.
Yeah, it's a struggle to keep up with it, to be honest. Yeah, this is something that she's had a habit of throughout her days, even in the junior circuit. With her father, they've quite often decided, you know, to freshen things up with coaches every few months even. And also her father at one point had a theory where he might even have coaches for different sort of shots. So one for the serve and one for maybe the ground strokes, which is a very unique approach. But yeah, I think last summer, obviously she had been off the tour for a while. She came back to the tour for the grass season, had Nigel Sears on board at Wimbledon, and he did a good job, but she felt that she needed to, and certainly the father as well also felt that, you know, going out on the tour for a big trip to the States needed a more familiar face. So she went with a childhood coach, Andrew Richardson. But of course, she goes to the US Open, wins it, and then feels she needs someone more experienced to take her forward on the tour. Now, there's a lot of debate about whether this chopping and changing is helping her. I guess we'll find out. What I will say is she's got a very good coach on board now. Torben Belt's very experienced in the tour, used to work with Angelique Kerber. So hopefully that relationship works out.
Well, what happened? What was your take last night? Obviously, she won the first set, lost 4 points, I think, and then finished up winning in three. But what was your read in terms of how deep she can go in the Australian Open this year?
Yeah, to be honest, I think like it's a really good start to come through that match. I think that was a really tricky draw. You were coming up against a player, you know, Raducanu seeded, and she was coming up against the player who's won a Grand Slam title before. Now, Stevens is up and down, we know that, but we didn't know what Stevens was going to turn up last night because she hadn't played a match so far this season. She got married a few weeks ago. She took a bit of time off for that. And then also as well, Raducanu faced the experience last night of playing incredibly her first ever deciding set at a Grand Slam, because all the previous matches she's played have been done in two sets. So I think that was great to come through. I honestly think if she reaches the second week, that's a triumph.
Can I ask you about Nick Kyrgios? He's an enigma in many respects. How do you report on him? What's the view of him through your eyes and those over in London reading your articles in The Times?
Yeah, you can't report a lot of the words he says.
That's true. Don't quote him.
A few asterisks involved. but listen, the Nick Kyrgios show, you know, whenever he appears on the tour, and it's not always these days, it's always entertaining, and the readers do want to read about it. They want to watch the videos on social media. They want to read articles about it, and we see it. We can, you know, real time these days, you can tell the online articles that are doing better than others. And Nick Kyrgios is always right up there. You know, some people in tennis don't like his antics. Some people feel it's disrespectful.
What do you feel?
I think it's good for the sport. I think it's good to have someone like that out there. As long as he doesn't cross the boundaries too much, which he does occasionally. He's done that before. I remember a certain comment about someone's girlfriend a few years ago, which I think was a low blow. But listen, the underarm serves, the antics, as long as it's within the rules, I think it's okay.